This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of my show is brought, well, it's not brought to you by anything, but you know what's coming up next. We're going to talk the craft, the shooting, the building, the thought process. We're talking 1911 University. Only one teacher of that particular class, of course, is Professor Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope.
Trying to cope, huh?
Well, I mean, you don't know this because I haven't told you this, but I just spent two days in dental surgery.
Oh, my. I remember you telling me you were going to have that done.
Yes. Well, I actually got it done. And right now I've got, like, plexiglass all around everything that's electrical because I'm still sort of spraying it when I speak. If you know what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
But on the other hand, I did get to speak to a young man named Jeff Mowell today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Very awesome.
I like
Jeff a lot.
Jeff is, he is the principal at Tenacor Holsters. He's aware that I've been having a holster issue with my Chambers Custom Fat WMGC. And in addition to that, he's got a solution for that. So I'm waiting on that with eager anticipation. But I'm doing something that I think you're either going to laugh at me, which I expect you will, or you're going to be like, that's interesting. So let me tell you what I'm doing. Since I took Steve's red dot sight class last year, I've become very aware of how much better I am with an optic that is zero. Then when I got the Chambers gun, and the way you guys zeroed that in, and the way that thing was adjusted, and the way that trigger was tuned, I was like, this is the best way, this is the only way to fly. Right? But the problem is that there's going to be some times when logistically, I may need something other than the Chambers gun, right? I can't think of too many reasons, but there might be one or two. I might not want it to get wet or something. I love my Chambers gun, Joe. So to that end, I sent a Glock G45 to CNH Precision Weapons Systems.
I saw that. It looked like they did a great job.
They did do a good job. I'll have to tell you about the other part that they do to it. I can't tell you about it on the air because we'll get banned from everything. But But here's the thing, you know, Steve shoots every gun he owns well, doesn't he?
Most things, yeah. He's a pretty good shooter across the board, I think.
Now, I don't shoot enough to shoot that well just natively, just learning the gun, just, you know, wearing the gun down to, you know, whatever it's going to be. So my goal... And I'm having, with the optic, I've got the optic. I haven't zeroed the optic yet, so I just got it the other day. But now my goal is to, I think I have a trigger inbound that's going to make it feel a little more, the Glock Gen 5 trigger, which is better than the Glock Gen 4, 3, 2, 1 triggers were, there's still a pop when you pull it. There's still a little bit of movement when you pull it. And that's with me doing Steve's touch press roll. So my goal, Joe, is to shoot every gun that I can put an optic on, because there's going to be a few. I mean, you're building one that's coming with an optic. I'm not worried about it because it'll be a gun you built, and it'll just do it. So, but the ones that you haven't built, I'm going to try to get as close to the ones you have built with these as I can. I don't know what the percentage is going to be. It might be 80%. It might be 85%. I don't know. Thoughts?
Sounds like a plan. I mean, you're not. Are you saying you're going to try to get the Glock triggers as close to the Fat WMG trigger as possible?
Well, there's that's sort of like me looking up the windmills and yelling at it. If that's going to be my goal, to try to get it to the Fat WMG, if it was all about I've got to be like the Fat WMG, well then I think the only logical thing I could say was, well, the only way to do this is get single action guns and send them to Joe and let him put Fat WMG triggers in it, or let you do the trigger job. I don't think that's very realistic. So.
No.
Given the realities of the world and everything else, what I'm going to try to do is get it to where it just doesn't move the gun as much when I pull it.
I got you. Yeah.
And I, you know, like there's people out there probably. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, there's lots of people going to go, well, Bill, if you grip the gun right and if you actually exercise good trigger pull discipline, you could do that quite easily. But that's not actually true, is there? There actually is. For anybody that doesn't believe it, there actually is mechanical advantages to be had out there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the other thing is, dry firing. I had a conversation 2 days ago with a new client, just got his Fat WMG NF in, and he's a Glock shooter, you know, and nothing wrong with that. And he went to the range, and he says, you know, I can normally shoot 98, 99 pretty consistently on a V8 at 25 with my Glock. And I says, okay, well, I mean, it'll take some adjustment getting used to be able to shoot this gun proficiently because it's a lot different, lot different. So he shot it, and he called me back, and he shot at 25 yards. He didn't shoot a whole lot because he had some other things he had to go do, but he wanted to take it to the range right quick. So he shot a 94 at the 25-yard line, but then he took it to 40 yards, and he shot a 93 2X. And his evaluation of it was essentially that the trigger was so different and the recoil impulse was so different that it took him a minute to wrap his mind around how different it was than shooting a Glock. And he found himself actually trying to fight the gun that he didn't have to fight, which you can understand because you have one and you shoot it. He says the recoil impulse, you know, I've never felt a recoil impulse like this in a handgun. It's just straight back, smooth, soft. The gun is back on target. And he says, I kept finding myself fighting the gun when there was nothing to fight.
I'm like, yeah.
Yep. A lot of people have experienced that recently, you know, and the trigger, of course, is completely different. I mean, I've seen some amazing triggers in Glocks and striker fired guns over the years, of course. And I've done a few trigger jobs on them over the years myself. But there's just something about a single action trigger. People forget that, with a striker fired gun, you're still partially cocking the gun as you pull the trigger. And, that's just the way they work. So there's absolutely an advantage mechanically over that when all you're doing is disconnecting the sear from the hammer hooks.
Right.
But my point to him was the only way you're going to get over that quickly is dry fire. Dry fire, dry fire, dry fire. And you don't have to dry fire at a target. You don't have to sit there like a bullseye shooter, a machine, and dry fire at a target all day long. You can sit there while you're watching TV with an empty gun, rack the slide, pull the trigger, rack the slide, pull the trigger. You're building what people like to laugh at, you know, when you say this. You're building muscle memory. They go, aha, there's no such thing as muscle memory. Actually, there is. But you're building that ability for your mind to pull the trigger smoothly so that you can consciously focus on the sights, right? You need your mind to subconsciously pull that trigger smoothly. And once your mind can do that on a regular basis, then you can focus on the sights, and then you can make sure your shots are where they want to be.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I had a crazy thought. I don't know if I should share it with you or not.
Why not?
Maybe you should make a fat Glock trigger with a G-H-L-O-C-K trigger.
No.
No. See, told you. I wouldn't, if you actually did that, I think I'd probably have to come to Nebraska and suggest to Heidi that I make your coffee for a few days. Just to get you back on that straight and narrow. Now, do you hear other people getting out there trying to approximate what you do as far as, you know, trying to come close to what you put out there? But, I mean, it really, truly, it really comes down to the mechanical design of the trigger, doesn't it? I mean, it's not like that. What I'm wanting to do is actually possible, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you have to condition your mind to know that when you pick up one gun, it's different than the other. You know, and I can shoot a Glock pretty good, but it takes me a couple of rounds before I'm like, oh yeah, this is one of those triggers.
Right.
You know, but you just have to condition yourself to be able to do it. And I think that's what, like, guys like Steve and Fish and Chuck and Jared and, you know, Aaron Count and all these guys that shoot both, Mike Known, you know, they've conditioned themselves to know, okay, this is a Glock, it has a different trigger, and I got to pull it like this. This is a 1911, it has a different trigger, I got to pull it like this.
Do you think a straight trigger on a Glock gives you any sort of an advantage?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it displaces the finger in a different way. Certainly gives you a different fulcrum point depending on where you put your finger.
Right.
It depends on the weight of the trigger, you know, how long the draw is on the trigger. Does it have a lot of over travel? And there's all kinds of things that go into to making a proper trigger feel proper.
Right.
And a lot of times people go, oh, well, it's just trigger weight. That trigger's heavier. Nah. You know, how much pre-travel did you have to take up? Did it have over-travel, which can cause you to, you know, jerk the shot? You know, have what they call a Glock tick, where you're having to pull the trigger hard and it doesn't stop when the gun goes bang, and so you yank the shot low left if you're a right-hand shooter, low right if you're a left-hand shooter.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of things that go into it aside from just the weight. I mean, you're talking to a guy that built guns for ball gun shooters that had to be 4 pounds, while at the same time for the same guys building 22s that could be 2 pounds.
Right.
Right. So weight is really, it's important, but it's not the main relevance. It's kind of the best way to put it is it's an amalgamation of everything, right? You know, it's all the spices in the soup that make the soup. It's not the carrots, you know. It's not just the meat. It's not just the potatoes. You know, it's everything together working in symphony, in like a symphony in harmony that makes it a good trigger.
So, just out of curiosity, so you shoot a Glock from time to time. Does your Glock have a stock trigger in it? You have never thought to yourself, well, I could put this in this, or I could try this, and you're happy with the stock trigger.
No, I'm not going to say I'm happy with it.
Right.
but I left it. I left both of them like that on purpose. Well, the one, there's no choice on the one because it has a giggle switch on it. But the other one, you know, what people would call a truck gun, if you will, is just, you know, it has some other sights on it. It has a magwell, an extended slide stop. I bought it like that. But the trigger's stock, and I left it that way because I wanted a gun that, you know, like people call it an apocalypse gun or whatever, you know. It's a 9mm Glock 17. That's what it is. It takes mags. It'll feed anything. I can shoot Wolf steel case ammo through it. Or
right.
I can shoot, you know, match grade ammo. It doesn't care.
Is why do I see such a preponderance of guys that are either they are happy to be both 1911 and Glock guys?
Because they love guns.
Yeah, but I don't see that many people getting out there going, I like to shoot my 1911s and I like my FN semi-automatics. I don't see anybody doing that. Lots of Glock guys.
Well, I don't think some of these brands are as popular as people think. You know, if folks were to look at the numbers of guns being manufactured, they'd see that Glocks are the lion's share of modern, you know, striker fire polymer pistols being made. When you look at the numbers, the manufacturing numbers from year to year, it's staggering how many of these guns are being made. Then when you combine all of the 1911 makers, you know, you got the Staccatos, the Kimbers, the Springfields, the Colts, the Dan Wessons, the Smith & Wessons, they make one, the Rugers. I mean, in 1 year, Ruger made over 1 million 1911s.
Wow.
Come on. That's a lot of 1911s, man.
Sure is.
So when you look at the combined numbers of 1911s, you're like, oh, well, they make just as many of those and sell them. It's not a matter of making. It's a matter of also selling. They make just as many of those and sell them as, you know, Glock plus whatever. And so I think, you know, both platforms are wildly popular. The 1911 platform in its own right is popular among generations. Everyone from 90 years old, you know, the oldest World War II veterans still alive, they love them some 1911. All the way down to young kids today that are finding it for the first time. And they're like, oh, that's cool, you know. And when I say young kids, I'm speaking metaphorically, you know, guys in their 20s, right? Young cops, young service members, they're finding the 1911. And they knew about the 1911 maybe, but they weren't really exposed to it necessarily because they were exposed to Glock, right? Every video game they've played since they were three on the Xbox or the PS, whatever, is had a Glock in it. And now they're finding the 1911, which proliferates its love. And on the flip side...
I tell you what, hold up. We're coming up on the break. Hold up for me right there. I want to hear the flip side. And then I want to get on some 1911 stuff. I just find it interesting that so many of these... you know they were 1911 shooters, and then they pick up a Glock. So I'm just curious about that. But anyway, Chambers Custom. ChambersCustom.com. You can find them there if you are interested in ordering a Chambers Custom, which I heartily recommend it. That's where you start. Also, if you want to track them, well, you can find them on Instagram at Chambers Custom and on Facebook at Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says nearly 9.5 million vaccine doses have been delivered and over 1 million doses administered, which is welcome relief to a state like California, which overnight became the first state with 2 million confirmed cases of coronavirus. Hospitals so full in California, Captain Lee Cabrera with the Orange County Fire Authority saying,
the last couple weeks have been some of the things we've never seen before. We're having to wait out in the parking lots just because there's no room.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, President President Trump and the First Lady, President Trump and the First Lady are wishing Americans a Merry Christmas. In a video message, the president also touting the rollout of a coronavirus vaccine.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives.
This is USA Radio News. Some doctors across the country are fearing a post-Christmas COVID surge.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and the hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's giving away free cookies on Christmas Eve. The only two catches, you have to download their mobile app and spend a minimum of $1. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. You can hear it now, can't you? The old, all that dental stuff. Chambers Custom Guns. This is 1911 University. So,
hi, Daffy Duck.
By the way, just so you know, Tenacore is actually in Washington State.
Ah, yeah. I thought they were on the West Coast somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, good dude, too, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, that EDM music you had going there, that's a jam. You should just
you like that
place. Yeah, that's good.
We're only allowed to do that for 38 seconds, Joe. Then we got to talk, or then we're in big trouble. Trouble,
well,
Joe.
We're talking.
Anyway.
We're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the flip side of it is you got the older guys, the more pragmatic guys like myself, yourself, Fisher, you know, most of our friends probably, who we grew up with 1911. We love the 1911. We know its strengths. We understand its weaknesses, even though there aren't many. And we're like, you know, it's nice to have a modern platform handy just in case you need it, right? And so you grab a Glock because Glocks are cheap. They're readily available. There's 5 gazillion magazines for them. And while they are not infallible, like they would love you to believe, they run pretty good. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they can be tortured pretty bad. You know, if I dropped my Glock in the Blue River here behind the house, when I'm out catfishing in the John boat with the kids, I could go get my magnet out of the house and find it a couple days later, and it would be fine. I'd clean it up and carry on as usual. You know, if I dropped a pinstriper in the Blue River, I would cry and dive in immediately. You know, so, or I would dive in immediately and cry when I got back to the bank.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, so I think both sides, you know, you see it happening on both sides and it's cool. And there's a place for the FNs, the HKs, the SIGs, the whatevers, you know. There's a few brands out there that I'm like, eh, no. But they're just not as popularized, right? They're not the gun that everybody's seen for decades.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody trying to carry a 6906, right? I mean,
yeah, maybe they should, but there isn't anybody.
Bunch of your listeners that just went, what's a 6906?
That's old Smith & Wesson, people. Steel gun. It was back in the day, Smith & Wesson made great double-action, single-action steel guns. You ever shot a 4506?
Yes.
I love those things.
Yeah. Yeah, they weighed about as much as a Chrysler Town and Country.
They were it was like trying to conceal a box of Wheaties.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, it was a big old gun, but it shot really nicely, but now you can't find nothing like that. But, I mean, your point is well taken. The thing about, like, I have been trying to stay away from steel-cased ammo, but I think that's going to probably be a cheaper option going forward for a little bit. So,
you don't want to shoot that out of a Fat WMG.
No, but I'll burn it in a Glock all day long.
Yeah, all absolutely. Day long.
So, yeah. The only advantage besides that a Glock has over a Fat WMG is simply weight, to me. And there's no getting around that. So that's cool. That's fine. So I know what the Fat WMG. The Fat WMG is the most accurate gun I have ever shot.
Yeah.
When I pick it up and I stick it out there, I have supreme confidence that whatever my reticle is on, that's where the bullet is going to go, and that's what's happening.
Yep.
So, having said all of that, that's one reason why I'm trying to find a holster to carry it, because I could do the short form and just figure out how to carry it securely and just do that. But at the same time, I am mindful of the fact that, you know, I've got a lot, all my ammo is brass case, but like some of the 115 grain that I have,
mm-hmm.
I find 124 runs a little bit better in the Fat WMG.
Yeah.
And when I'm putting when I'm putting them in somebody else's hands, if it's not running because it's got 115 grain, they it forever shades their opinion of the gun. I'm like, no, that's the ammo.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I mean, there's, and people tend to lose sight that, I mean, I just had a friend and client this week that wanted me to look at his gun that I built him. It was a Reston prototype gun that I built, and the regulator prototype gun. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm having stovepipes or whatever. And I took it out and I shot it with a couple different kinds of ammo and I didn't have any problem with it. And so I jokingly told him, stop limp-wristing it. Well, come to find out, he's using some kind of cheap reman ammo that's inconsistent. And, well, stop putting garbage in it.
Right. You know? Right. I mean,
that's just the bottom line. If you wanted your 9mm to function all the time, guaranteed, you know, never have any feeding, cycling issues. Mm-hmm. Go find yourself a case of IMI Israeli Uzi ammo, top salt, hottest 9mm on the planet. Guaranteed, it'll make it function. but we're in an odd time, right? I mean, where do you buy ammo? Where can you get it? Where can you find 9mm? I mean, you could find it. Don't get me wrong. You're going to pay $700-$800 a case.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line. That's the way it is.
Yep, yep, yep. So, anyway.
And it may stay that way for a long time. You don't know. You know, I've been working on getting blueing done and stuff today, so I haven't paid attention to the news. I haven't seen what's happening with the Texas lawsuit. I know there's like 18 other states on board now, including Nebraska, thankfully. We'll see what happens.
We will indeed. We will indeed. And I mean, I've just been looking at the political ramifications of a Biden presidency and a Democratic controlled Congress for at least 2 years. And I mean, it's not going to be what they think it is. It's definitely not going to be a slam dunk. Democrats have got to change a few rules in the Senate, which I don't doubt they would try to do. And that's if they win both of these things. But they definitely got to do something about the election part of it. They got to renew my. I'm going to vote, but they got to renew my, because this is beginning to look a lot like the Battle of Athens sort of territory for me. So, you know, if they're not going to uphold the sanctity of the election, well, then, you know, I guess some other people will have to do that for them and demonstrate how that's done. But I don't think Biden is going to – one of the biggest problems that Biden's going to face with some of this stuff is that a lot of his Democrats don't have the – they don't want to go after polarizing issues.
Yeah, but the gang does, and that's
sure the gang does, but they got to get the votes. They got to get the votes. I don't think the problem is going to be the Senate. I think the problem is going to be the House.
Yeah,
I don't think that. I mean, the House Democrats, they're like, you got to, you know, we like with this money we earn. We don't have to do nothing. We just have to travel and come here. We don't want to do nothing. Stop saying defund the police. Stop saying this. Stop saying that. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll definitely see. Even if they tried it, though, Joe, there's no way. I mean, nobody knows who's got what. I guess Beto could come and listen. Can I put like some surveillance cameras up in front of your house in case Beto O'Rourke comes and tries to kick your door in? Can I and have that play straight to my phone? Can I get that for? Can anyway.
Well, Beto's not a representative, so he really doesn't matter to me anymore.
Well, but, you know, Joe said that he was going to put him, I'm going to need your help when I go to confiscate all these guns. So.
Yeah.
Beto's just sort of salivating there with his, he looks more like he's from Boston than, you know, south of the border. He shouldn't be running around with Beto. Anyway, he looks more like a Biff to me, not a Beto. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk to Joe's about to have a Patreon. Enterprise coming up. We're going to talk about that when we get back. If you are interested in Chambers Custom, well, you can go to chamberscustom.com. You should get in line and order a gun. I know, well, Bill, you know, hey, listen, if you got multiple guns, you can afford this one. Trust me, you can't not afford this one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're talking 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and you have started a new Patreon enterprise, I think it is. Tell me about this. What is this?
Yeah, so we started it last week. It's going pretty good, and it's called 1911 University, and there are parameters of what you can share and what you can't share on Patreon, which I'm sure you're aware of because you have a Patreon. I can't share how-to data on there.
Right.
But I can share some other really interesting things. So one of the things that we're going to go into, I'm waiting on my microphone to get here, and then I'll start doing some videos on Zoom, some live Q&As and some other videos. But one of the things I'm really excited about is I called yesterday. We have a gun store in Lincoln, Nebraska called Big Shots, and the owner of it is a friend of mine, Jim. And I called him and I said, "Hey, Jim," I says, "what are the chances that you would let me borrow for the purposes of disassembling, measuring, and reassembling 1911s that you get in the store, new ones?" And he's like, "Okay, are you going to shoot them?" I'm like, "Nah, I don't need to shoot them. I just need to take them apart, measure them, and put them back together on live video."
Right.
And he's like, "Okay, yeah, sure, whatever you need, man, come get it." So it's going to afford me the opportunity to be able to go there, get whatever brand, make, model, design that he has that people want to see, and do a live mathematical, mechanical review of it. And, I'm not, you know how I do reviews. I don't name names. I show the gun.
Sure.
I'm not going to mention the name of the gun because it's not relevant to me. You can see the gun yourself in the video, right? What it will allow me to do is measure the entire gun, all the pieces, parts, evaluate certain things are evaluatable via how they feel or how they look, perception, taste, whatever. But the main thing is to be able to put the numbers, put the tape to the board, so to speak, and show the numbers of, okay, if you buy this, this is a sample of one, but if you buy this, this is something you may be able to expect. And people have asked me for years and years to continue to do reviews like I did on the Ruger SR 1911 back in 2011.
Right.
When it came out. And what most people don't realize, and I posted that review up on my Patreon, that it's open for everybody to see it. You can go to Patreon/1911University. You can read it and see it. It's a great, great review I did years ago. But what people don't realize is I have about 30 hours tied up in doing that review and then typing it all up and making sure it sounded intelligible and all that good stuff. But by doing them live, right, you're getting raw Joe.
Right.
You're getting me as I measure the numbers right there, and I don't have to spend 28 more hours typing it all up. It's there now for people that want to subscribe to the channel to be able to watch anytime they want. So if you're thinking about buying, you know, XYZ brand, you'll be able to go on there and scroll through the different ones that I've done reviews on and go, ooh, that's the same brand and a similar model. Let's see what he had to say about that one. Boom, and watch the video. So it's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to building basically a library of reviews based on the mechanics of the gun and the numbers of the gun. So facts, you know, these are things that are pretty irrefutable. You can argue with numbers all you want, but at the end of the day, 3.14 is still pie.
Right.
And so, you know, it'll give people a baseline. You know, they can look at it and go, okay, that brand, he's reviewed three of those, and they never have barrel fit. And they can make a judgment on that. You
right.
Know? Because an informed consumer is a more loyal consumer.
True.
Basically, the idea that when I came up with this idea, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, back in the day, I don't know if people still use this or not, but back in the day, you wanted to buy a new washer and dryer. What'd you do? You went to the Barnes and Noble or wherever your bookstore was, and you bought a Consumer Reports, and you registered with them, and you got a report on washers and dryers.
Right.
And they told you, they didn't tell you any of the, they weren't like, oh, this one's pretty, or this one makes me feel good. None of that crap. They said, the runtime of this one is XYZ.
Right.
We ran it 5,000 cycles and it lasted, you know? And they gave you the facts, just the facts. And that's what I'm going to do on the review side of the Patreon page, is provide education to people through the mathematical computations of what the gun is made of. And I think it'll be a success. I mean, I've already got people suggesting all these different guns they want me to review, and I've got a couple on the way in right now to review. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. What kind of mic are you getting?
Let me pull it up, and I'll tell you. I was trying to decide between two different ones, and a friend of mine is in the music industry, and he said that I should get either a where's it at? Scrolling up.
See, some mics are more equal than others, Joe.
Yes. He said either get a Rode, R-O-D-E, or a Shure, S-H-U-R-E.
Okay. So with with the Shure, are you talking about the M7?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's the one I'm looking at.
So if you get that, you're going to want to get a cloud lifter to go between it and wherever you're plugging that in.
Okay.
That will give it enough amp and enough because it doesn't have an amp.
And yeah, depending on that, yeah.
The Rode, which one are you talking about? The pod mic?
Yes.
So that'll be okay. It's not as it's not. I mean, that's what you were talking in. The pod mic was what we were talking in when we were in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that worked out pretty good. By the way, I also have a little memories video that I made with me, you, and Mr. Farnham sitting at the table there, if you want me to send that at you.
Yeah, cool, man. I'd love to have that.
Yeah, I had John Farnham coming by the booth, and Joe was going to be there, but Joe was already there. So Joe's like, hey, can I, like, hang out around here? So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
And it's not every day that you get to sit with somebody like John.
Yeah, John Farnham is he's one of them guys. He is definitely one of them guys. Although, he's a Glock guy now. And I'm almost certain he had to be a 1911 guy, but now Clint Smith is still a single stack, 45 ACP, 1911 guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he loves his 1911s.
Yeah, I get it.
Clint actually got the opportunity to play with a couple of my guns when Steve was up there.
Right.
And Steve took his knife. I think he had his knife fighter, his regulator, and his WMG when he went up there the last time. And I got to show it to all the guys there at Clint's place, and they got to play with them and have fun. And apparently everybody liked him quite a bit.
What did Clint think of it?
Oh, he liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He seemed to like it quite a bit. Yeah.
I'm getting ready to publish a review, and I filmed it the other day. I picked up a SIG P365.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded of Clint Smith. Clint Smith is doing this rant on video one time where he's out there. So here we have the conundrum. We're all out there trying to race to the bottom to find the smallest possible gun we can find until we have to fight with it. And then there's no gun too big to fight with.
Right. Exactly.
And that's what I was running into with as a prelim to the SIG P365 when I was trying to show how you would do remedial action on a semi-automatic. My hand gets in the way of the ejection port when I'm trying to run it back. Just traps the round I'm trying to get rid of, and just keeps it right there, still out of the gunfight. So,
yeah. People don't think about that. You know,
nope.
They think about they want a pocket gun or whatever. And you and I've talked about that. I've had all those pocket guns.
Well,
and they all have their downsides, and their downsides outweigh their upsides, all of them.
There you go. Before we run out of time, real quick, first of all, if you are interested in getting in the Chambers system, getting in the Chambers ecosystem, which I heartily recommend, you should go to chamberscustom.com, pick out that gun, get on that list. It'll be worth the wait. And if you want to follow what they got going on, well, then, of course, you can go to Chambers Custom on Instagram, Chambers Custom on Facebook, and I guess 1911 University Now coming up on Patreon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me again, Bill. It's a pleasure.
Roger that. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.